Check this out. I've been wanting to do this video for a little while. I got this in the mail from Partita quite a while ago, and it's been sitting on the side here waiting on me to bust it open and do a video about it. Partita tequila, fantastic tequila. I love what they say down here. This is a very traditionally made tequila. They have a lot of great products. I've had the operations manager, master distiller, Jose Valdez on the show. He talked about their product, talked about their production method. This is a go-to tequila for me. It's an easy one for me to find. They've got great distribution. They've got a great price point on their standard Blancos, Repos, and Añejos. And they put together this great box that they sent that's really honoring all things agave. One of the things that was really cool is this little fiber bag that you can put your soap in. It's made out of agave fibers. And then from there, how about a soap that's actually made out of agave as well? And if you could smell it through here, you'd be like, holy cow, that's delicious. They sent the Respecto in Agave We Trust artisanal agave syrup. I can't wait to bust this out. An awesome agave marmalade. So I can't wait to taste that. And this really cool beechwood knife. So I'm so excited about trying all of this stuff out. And I'm so thankful that Partita thought enough of me to put me on the list to send this out. A lot of content creators and influencers received this kit. So I was really honored to get that. So today, let's bust into their standard Blanco and give it a review. So let's talk about their Blanco a little bit. Okay, this distillery is NAM 1502. It is located in Amatatan. Some people say the home of tequila or the birthplace of tequila. They're using all Valles agaves. They're really working hard to make sure they got really nice, great, ripe agaves. And then those are going into a low pressure autoclave for cooking. From that, they're going into a roller mill for crushing. They're using a deep well water there, which the water in the Amatatan is fantastic. They're going into open fermentation in stainless steel. So a very normal production method, utilizing some great traditional methods. So let's dive in here. Definitely get that cooked agave. You get a lot of minerality. There's this earthy smell, and it's very herbaceous as well. A lot of different vegetal and herbal notes. I do pick up a citrus, and I feel like it's grapefruit. It's like a bitter citrus. So that's kind of cool. I haven't really can say that I've noticed a grapefruit hint in the nose of a tequila. And it is a little grassy too. I get that. That's kind of the vegetal earthiness that I get, is kind of like a wet grass. So let's dive into it. Yeah, I get that agave, but that grapefruit and citrus is way more pronounced in the flavor profile. So it's a really nice citrusy grapefruit and still earthy with a little bit of a grass note, a little bit of a, as it goes into the finish, a little bit of a peppery jalapeno type pepper in the finish. It's got a nice finish. It's not one of those crazy long complex finishes, but the flavors that come out of this are fantastic. So this is a fantastic Blanco to pick up. This is coming in somewhere between $39 and $49, depending on the retailer that you find in the state that you're in. What a great buy. I would call this a good beginner tequila as well. It's rounded, easy to drink. It doesn't have like a crazy bite or a crazy amount of heat, but it does have a lot of flavors and gives you that traditional cooked agave. Oh, Partita, again, thank you very much for the fantastic kit. Thanks for spending your time with me in the interview. If you haven't watched the interview with Jose speaking about this product, it's fantastic. I'll make the video show up in one of these corners right here. Jump onto their website and check out Partita. Great tequila. Cheers, guys.